Now, I want to move back before we go down to the positive side. Now, as he leaves this life, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Now, let me come back to that original statement again. The time of my departure is at hand. Now, that word departure here is not the word that's used for the rapture of the church that you find in 2 Thessalonians, the departure of the church from this earth. Because Paul was going through a different doorway, because the living church, that is the church that's in existence when the rapture takes place, they will not go through the doorway of death. We shall not all sleep, but we all are going to be changed, so that that group that are left then, they'll not go through the doorway of death. So here, departure is a very interesting word. It's the word anagnosis. Now, it's made up of two words. Luo means to untie and unloose. And with anagnosis, it could be used of untying a shoestring. And it was a nautical term that was used of a ship that was tied up at the harbor, ready for a sea voyage. It's been tied in there by the ropes. Now the time of the departure, that is, the ship now, is ready to put out to sea. Now, Paul gave an altogether different conception than that which is popular today. I've heard this at a funeral service, and I'm sure you have. Dear brother so-and-so, he's now come into the harbor at last. He's been out yonder on a pretty wild sea. And the voyage is over now, and he's come into the harbor. Now, that's just the opposite of what Paul is saying that it is. He says, I'm getting ready now to take off. I've been tied down here to the harbor. And that's what this life is, by the way. We haven't been anywhere yet. We've just been tied down to this little earth here. And actually, the only one that I know, any writer of the past, that ever really caught this meaning of Paul was Tennyson in that very familiar poem you will recall, Sunset and evening star and one clear call for me, and may there be no moaning at the bar when I put out to sea. And that's what death is for the child of God. Paul says, don't look at my execution. Let blood make you sick. I'm just a ship that's been tied up at the harbor, and at that time, I'm really taking off. To go and be with Christ will be far better. I had the privilege of baptizing the poetess Martha Snell Nicholson, and also of having her funeral. She suffered with a disease. She was so sensitive, you couldn't touch her body without she'd scream. And I baptized her in her bathtub, tell the truth, because she just couldn't stand to go to a place where she'd have to go down and be helped. Nobody could touch her. And when I did, why, she screamed, because you did have to just touch her once. Now, may I say to you that she suffered of that disease. And let me tell you, she really suffered. During that time, she wrote some poems, and it's in a little book called Head Held High. Isn't that lovely? Head held high. And that's the way she went out, with her head held high. And for her, it was a release. That's what death is for a child of God. We groan within these bodies today, and one of these days, we're going to be released. And that's what death is. And Paul, therefore, could say that now he's getting ready to really go out for a real trip. What a wonderful thing that is. Now, we come to the positive side. He says here, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Now, this is the other side of the coin. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me. Now, he'll get a crown of righteousness, and he's going to get the crown for the warrior, for the soldier, he'll get the crown for the athlete, and he'll get the crown for being a trustee, of being a faithful student of the Word of God. And he's going to get a crown is a reward, and he's going to receive that someday. I don't think he's got it yet, but the Lord has it for him when he starts passing them out. And he mentions these crowns, by the way, and there are many crowns that are mentioned in Scripture. One of them is in 1 Corinthians 9:25, and every man that striveth for the master is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown for an athlete, you see. Then over in Philippians 4, verse 1, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Now, the people that you had the part in leading to the Lord, there's a crown for that. I think Paul's going to get quite a few crowns someday. Now he says, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and I believe a crown of righteousness is the reward for a righteous life. And he'll receive, I take it, all the crowns, however, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Those that love his appearing. Now, to love his appearing is different from holding the doctrine of the coming of Christ. Now, you may be a premillennialist today. You may be an amillennialist. I've got news for you. There's no reward for holding any one of those views. The question is, do you love his appearing? That's the difference in man today. That's the big difference there is. It's not a question today of your doctrine. Do you love his appearing? Man says, I'm fundamental. I'm a premillennialist. I'm pre-trib. Brother, so am I. But I have a question for you. Do you love his appearing? Now, there's a crown for those that love his appearing. Now, there are a great many people today hold the doctrine. They don't love his appearing. That means you got to love him, too. And it means that you've lived as Paul, a life in fellowship with him, a close relationship with him. And I have a notion Paul told the Lord every day he loved him. Because he'd hated him once and persecuted him. And I think he made up for that. You ever told him that you love him? Well, he has a crown for those that love his appearing. I'd like that crown. I tell you, that's going to shine brighter than the rest of them, I think.